on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
I cannot tell you what a privilege it is to hang out with you daily, pretty much daily, right? Tuesday through Friday. Oh, so much appreciate Jim Williams coming in. You know, he is typically the Monday guy on ABQ Connect. It frees me up. I'm not out there eating bonbons when he's on the show. It frees me up. So I so much appreciate not only him giving me a little break from the show to do some other things, the content that he provides. Like this last Monday, he took Brian Nixon and they walked through things all Veritas International University minded. And actually, we will be re-airing that interview during the Paratus broadcast on this Saturday and Sunday. For those who listen to Paratus on the weekends, look for the complete schedule at klyt.fm. I do want to bring this to your attention. We had it on our Facebook page, and now it is on our website. And I want to welcome Adam back, the gentleman who assists us with our website. He had time away with family, which is important, but he's back, and we were able to get this on the website. Adventures in Odyssey put together, celebrating the semi-quincentennial, something that they call Family 250. It's in conjunction with the White House's effort, Freedom 250. But here's what it is. And you can go to it in two different places. Go to family250.org or just go to our website, klyt.fm, in the Action Center. Here's what you're going to find. It's a free family resource from Adventures in Odyssey and focus on the family. You can access 16 free Adventures in Odyssey episodes focused on American history. Very cool. In addition to that, a bonus is the audio drama from Focus on the Family Radio Theater, The Legend of Squanto. There's also other things on the app. There's stories about key moments and figures in U.S. history, family activities, historic stories, and recipes and celebration resources, all available online. It's created in conjunction, of course, as I mentioned, with the 250th anniversary celebration. 4th of July is in the rearview mirror, right? However, this is a full year. It only happens every 250 years, so let's celebrate our country, and you can do that with Focus on the Family at family250.org or just find it in the Action Center at klyt.fm. About once a month or so, we catch up with our friends at Johnny and Friends. Mary's here in studio with us, and Mary, always appreciate the updates.
Well, thank you, and it's great to hear.
She's on four. We're going to walk through some stuff with Mary, but Mary, again, welcome in.
Thank you so much, and love Focus on the Family.
Okay.
You've
done
that for years.
Let's try it. Let me see. Hold on a sec here. There we go. Now it's on. Go ahead, Mary.
Thank you, Steve.
Hey, live radio. And let me say this. I so much appreciate our engineers, whether it's Tayshaun or Rochelle. They keep us on the air. And I'm actually, I threw them a curveball because where you're sitting is usually a different mic, but this one sounds better. So
thank you.
There you go.
Thank you, Rochelle.
We're looking out for you. And actually, Rochelle is making sure you sound better. So appreciate all that. Okay, all right, Mary, we're gonna walk through some stuff. And really, in this segment, we want to kind of look back at some great things that God has done. We always talk about it going into it, the retreats and camps up at Lone Tree. Now, did you go to Lone Tree?
I did.
Yeah.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you came back all in one piece.
Mostly, yes.
Yeah. You yes. Feeling it?
Yeah, it was great. It was wonderful. And in fact, the kids had a great time. The parents had a great time. Volunteers were there just to serve from morning till night. It was an amazing time.
Yeah, well, listen, our friends, not only, of course, with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, but how about a shout-out for the crew up at Lone Tree?
Lone Tree. So Steve Dirks, Lisa Dirks, and the whole group, Sophie, they were amazing, and they they served the whole time. They put on a rodeo. All the things that they do were just there to make sure that the families with disability were able to access horses. And three cowboys made sure that went safe. And then every event they had was adapted. So
now, I know when they have like a caravan drive in for the first day. The bandits kind of greet them on horses. Is that still a thing?
That's correct. Yes. Yeah. American flag and horses and greet the families. And then all the short-term missionaries or buddies who are volunteers from the community who paid to be there and serve line up with posters. And
how fun.
Depending on if the family wants a loud welcome or a quiet welcome.
You know what you guys were doing? I mean, this is just part of what you were doing, but you were creating memories. Right?
Yes. And memories that will last a lifetime for these families and also respite. We've had a mom say it's the one time all year long that she can relax and not have to worry about her child.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
It's hard work being a caregiver for disabled, and it is rewarding at the same time.
Absolutely.
But family retreat happened, and a lot of people put that together along with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. You mentioned the buddies, which you always really any time of year someone could reach out. Hey, I'm available when you need a buddy.
Love it. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
And explain to those listening that may not know what a buddy is.
So a buddy or a short-term missionary is someone who says, yes, I can dedicate this week. I will raise funds to come. And I will train on Monday, and on Tuesday when the families arrive, I will be matched with a buddy, either a child with a disability, adult with a disability, or a typical child without a disability, and they will spend from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily with them with just an hour and a half break in the middle, and they will ensure that that child has an incredible time, both in Bible study and craft time, as well as all of the different activities we do.
All right. Now, you know, after an event, you know, we just had Freedom Celebration recently, and people are like, hey, how many people went to Freedom Celebration? About 11,000, we think. How many people made a life change, made a decision for Christ?
We had
over 200 or whatever at Freedom Celebration, but I was going to say, you have numbers.
Well, what we have is an opportunity for people to give their life to Christ. Many families are already walking with him, but also rededicate their lives.
Yeah.
And one little story is we started this year with a gospel bracelet. And on this gospel bracelet are the different colors that talk about sin and forgiveness. And we had on the last day an altar call, and people are shy sometimes. And afterwards, the mom who's served as a short-term missionary presented the gospel again to a mom or a grandma with two kids with disabilities, grandkids, and she gave her life to Christ.
Wow.
She cried. Everybody cried.
All that work, if it's just one person up there, but we know God did work in many lives up there just for the single event during the family retreat. There'll be now for those who are like family retreat, I'd like to do that with Johnny and Friends. You know, listen, if you're not connected with Johnny and Friends, your family or an individual dealing with a disability, you need to really catch up with Johnny and Friends New Mexico. JohnnyandFriends.org/new-Mexico.
Yes.
Okay. Muscle memory.
You did good.
So good things happening up there. And during family camp, tell me about this gospel bracelet story.
Well, that is the one I was just sharing.
Okay.
All of our STMs wore them. So they were all taken through, this is how you present the gospel. This is something that they'll be able to take back to all of their own churches, their own communities and neighborhoods, and it helps them with a visual, but also takes them through the process.
It starts a conversation.
Yep.
You know what? I was hanging out with Chris Cleveland yesterday, I think it was, from under his construction, and he's got kind of a big medallion, you know, and it's the armor of God.
Nice.
And it's a conversation starter, and that's exactly what these bracelets are.
Exactly.
So
it equips some of these young kids.
Yeah.
You know, these teenagers who have come to serve, and now they've got something that can take them through the process with someone else.
Well, later, we're going to talk about an opportunity to be part of what's happening at a local church because they're going to partner with, they are partnering with Johnny and Friends. We're going to get to that in our next segment. But we want to look back at a church that actually they reached out to Johnny and Friends. They had kind of their own thing to do to assist The
senior pastor challenged all of the campus pastors to get involved in the community. Go put the boots on.
Yeah, and we're talking about Sagebrush.
Todd challenged.
Okay, I love that. He challenged all the different campuses.
Yes.
Okay.
And someone mentioned, hey, Mary goes to your campus, and so Northeast Heights pastor called me.
I don't know if Todd's listening. I just want to real quick want to say, good on you, Todd.
He's a great guy.
Put the challenge out.
He's a great guy. And so Pastor Randy reached out to me from the Northeast Heights campus and said, hey, been challenged to do something community. We had an idea of what we were going to do, but I remembered we've donated some wheelchairs to you guys.
Yeah.
And so we met, and I gave them a whole menu of opportunities for people in the church body, what they could do to serve. And he picked Family Project Day and said, can we do it on June 20th, which was the day before we left for family retreat.
Okay.
And I said, absolutely, because that's the answer. Yeah. Yes. And we made it work that the church provided all the volunteers, and we provided the families. So we went to different families to find out what they needed done. And we have, gosh, a veteran with a traumatic brain injury who has a wife who's in a quadriplegic, and they needed yard work, of course.
Yeah.
And so a team went to their yard and their home and took care of everything. So 7 households in our community were provided with assistance in cleaning up their yards and doing windows and all sorts of projects that the families picked. And the volunteers were blown away. And it was just a few hours in the morning.
Okay.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Well, let me use that to hopefully inspire others. I mean, Todd reached out to his various campuses.
Correct.
And laid down the gauntlet. I want you to come up with something to bless. I love that, to bless the community. Sure. And this was one way that they did it. And if your church wants to come up with something like this, make sure to connect with Mary and the team at Johnny and Friends New Mexico. It's Johnny, J-O-N-I, by the way, Johnny and Friends New Mexico. No, I'm sorry, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico, and let them know, hey, we'd love to do something with your community. And really what it does is it makes, you know, the Johnny and Friends family an extended family. You know, it's extended
right.
family.
And there's lots of options.
Yeah.
We have, gosh, a couple different worship nights coming up, a walk and roll, so lots of opportunities to serve.
All right. Well, listen, we're up against a break. Mary, can you stick around?
I'd love to.
I'd love to talk about what's coming up and how people can get involved. We're going to do that when we come back from the break on ABQ Connect. Hey, ladies, Summer of Renewal started last night at Calvary Church Albuquerque. And I don't know, Rochelle, if you're prepared to come on and talk about that, if you want to grab that mic in front of you and that the first mic all, not the ones with us. Yeah, there you go. Are you there? Now, give me a thumbs up for last night, Rochelle. Yeah, I got 2 thumbs up. They were doing, I don't know, there was chalk all over the sidewalk out there when I walked in today. So they were blessing us. I'm not going to geology, but I walked in this morning and there was chalk fireworks all over the sidewalk. It was just part of, and I know that the children went out in the green belt and there she is. Yeah, and Rochelle, you brought a little guy. Did he have fun? Yeah. So what would you tell ladies that didn't make it out there? Oh, you're talking in my ear. She's telling me that she had a bunch of fun with her little guy. Encourage you to bring are they doing that next week, Rochelle? So bring the kids with you in the Greenbelt. And is it in the Greenbelt at Calvary every night through this month, Tuesday night for geology? So that at 6:30 each Tuesday night, geology.com. I'm sorry, I threw another curve. I'm throwing curves today, and Rochelle's just knocking them out of the park. Geology.com, find out more about that Tuesday nights. Mary is in studio with us from Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Johnny and Friends, J-O-N-I, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And let's, we talked about some of the past events, Mary, the family retreat, love it, and the Sagebrush challenge that Todd laid out to the various campuses, Pastor Todd, for that family project day that went so well. And now we look forward to another church being involved with the respite event that's happening this Saturday afternoon, sometimes in the evening. Saturdays, I think almost always when they're at the Trinity at the Marketplace, just off Manal near Louisiana, that they do the afternoon event from 1 to 4. For those not familiar with the respite events, I would tell you, and I'm prepared to, but Mary, you do it so much better.
Thank you, Steve. Well, there's an enthusiastic group of volunteers at Trinity the Marketplace who have been preparing for months for this upcoming Saturday respite, and it is a time for caregivers to drop off their loved ones. That's a child with a disability or adult, as well as the typical children, and they're ready to receive them, and they have a full afternoon of fun and play. There's a water cannon that they'll be shooting out in the parking lot, not at anybody, they said, to say more of having fun and sending it out and splashing, but also they said to mention they have air conditioning and lots of fun games and great snacks, and they're super excited to be able to have everybody come, but they would love for people to pre-register.
Okay, and I have that address.
Awesome.
It is trinityabq.org, and really the way to do it on their page, if you hover over upcoming at the top of the page, just hover over that. You'll see events. Click on that. You'll see Johnny and Friends Respite Day. Click on that. And then there's a hyperlink under, you know, pre-register here. But, you know, they do ask that you pre-register for that this Saturday from 1 to 4. And now other churches that are listening, whether, you know, maybe there's another pastor listening, you know, that's got the heart Todd has that we mentioned earlier that really challenges his congregation to be involved here. And they're like, you know what? We need to do something. How about if we do a respite event with Johnny and Friends? How would you encourage them to connect with you?
Oh, gosh. They can reach out to us through our website. And Ms. DeFoya, who is our Ministry Relations Manager, will meet with them, probably invite them to attend another one to see it in action. And then she will come and train all the volunteers on how to put on.
I think we have three or four churches right now in the Albuquerque area, right?
In fact, we have one a month happening throughout the year.
Any other cities in Albuquerque jumping onto this yet?
We have Rio Rancho.
Okay.
Right now, someone in, down in the southeastern New Mexico, Ruidoso area.
Oh, good.
They're working on it. Don't have it yet, but they're working on it. And in Colorado, there's some interest.
Okay, so if you're listening, let's say Las Cruces, those that are listening at 88.1 FM, 90.7 FM at Cannon Air Force Base near Clovis, which reaches some other nearby communities, and 93.5 FM. Your church is there, can be part of a respite event with Johnny and Friends, and you can reach out to Mary and her team through the website at Johnny, J-O-N-I, Johnny andfriends.org/new-mexico, and let's get let's get like 10 churches being a part of that event. We got about a minute and a half to go. Real quick, Mary, tell us about the upcoming getaways.
Warrior Getaway is coming up in less than 2 weeks. We have 97 people coming, 23 veterans, 29 children, and the rest are spouses and volunteers and people in the community that are coming.
Are they full?
There's a wait list right now,
okay,
but sometimes something happens in the last week or two, so we encourage people to go ahead and
apply.
Register.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we have some retired colonels and others who are experts in moral injury, PTSD, but really we want to talk about the effects of post-war on their marriage, their kids, themselves, and really work on equipping and bringing in the scripture and just blessing these families and individuals who may come.
Okay, and that's the Warrior Getaway, and the Marriage Getaway is coming up too.
Yes, and that has changed. We are piloting a program for Johnny and Friends.
Oh.
Instead of it being a weekend, which is very difficult for couples experiencing disability or with children with disability to get away the whole weekend, we are bringing on a one-day workshop.
Okay.
And it will be from 9 to 4. We're bringing in some experts, and it is going to be all about scripture and some fun, some interaction. We'll have equipping information, so tools.
Okay, and that'll be in Albuquerque?
It'll be, yes, locally here, and we're also looking to stream it live.
Oh, very nice.
To another church.
Do you have a venue where you're doing it here?
We are doing it at Grace Church.
Oh, nice, on San Antonio. Okay. Yes. Oh, Mary, with Johnny and Friends New Mexico, that website again is johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. Mary, thanks so much for all you guys do and for the update.
Steve, thank you so much for having us. We appreciate it.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.